रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट नंबर 4, 5, 6। सो प्लीज चैंट विथ मी। प्रपच्छरथम् आरूढः कार्तस्वर परिच्छदम् मेघगम्भीरया वाचा
समारोपितकार्मुकः
कस्त्वं मच्छरणे लोके
बलाद धंसि अबलान् बलि
नरदेवोऽसि वेषेण नटवत् कर्मणा द्विजः यस्त्वं कृष्णे गते दूरं
सह गांडीव वध्वना
शोचोऽसि अशोच्यान् रहसि प्रहरन् वधम् अर्हसि
प्रपच्छ इन्क्वायर्ड्
रथम् चारियट् आरूढः सीटेड् ऑन्
कार्तस्वर
गोल्ड्
परिच्छदम्
embossed with
मेघ
cloud
गंभीरया
exonerating
वाचा
sound
समारोपित
well equipped
कार्मुकः
arrows and bow
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj Parikshit, well equipped with arrows and bow and seated on a gold embossed chariot, spoke to him with a deep voice sounding like thunder. Please repeat. Maharaj Parikshit
well equipped
with arrows and bow and seated on a gold embossed chariot spoke to him
with a deep voice
sounding like thunder.
An administrative head or king like Maharaj Parikshit, with full majestic authority, well equipped with weapons to chastise miscreants, can challenge the agents of the age of Kali. Then only will it be possible to counteract the degraded age. And in the absence of such strong executive heads, there is always disruption of tranquility. The elected showbottle executive head, as representative of a degraded republic, cannot be equal with a strong king like Maharaj Parikshit. The dress or style of royal order does not count. It is one's actions which are counted. Take word by word meaning of the fifth one. Kaha.
Who are?
Tvam.
You.
Mat.
My.
Sharane. Under protection. Loke. In this world. Balat.
By force.
Hamsi.
Killing.
Abalan. Those who are helpless.
Bali.
Although full of strength. Naradevah.
Man God.
Asi.
Appear to be.
Veshena.
By your dress.
Natvat.
Like a theatrical player.
Karmana.
By deeds.
Advijah.
A man not twice born by culture.
Translation. Oh, who are you? You appear to be strong and yet you dare kill within my protection those who are helpless? By your dress you pose yourself to be a good man, but by your deeds you are opposing the principles of the twice born Kshatriyas. Purport. The Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are called twice born because for these higher classes of men there is one birth by parental conjugation and there is another birth of cultural rejuvenation by spiritual initiation from the bona fide acharya or spiritual master. So a kshatriya is also twice born like a brahmana, and his duty is to give protection to the helpless. The kshatriya king is considered to be the representative of God to give protection to the helpless and chastise the miscreants. Whenever there are anomalies in this routine work by the administrator, there is an incarnation of the Lord to re-establish the principles of a godly kingdom. In the age of Kali, the poor helpless animals, especially the cows, which are meant to receive all sorts of protection from the administrative heads, are killed without restriction. Thus, the administrative heads, under whose noses such things happen, are representatives of God in name only. Such powerful administrators are rulers of the poor citizens by dress or office, but factually they are worthless, lower class men without the cultural assets of the twice born. No one can expect justice or equality of treatment from a once born, spiritually uncultured lower class man. Therefore, in the age of Kali, everyone is unhappy due to the maladministration of the state. The modern human society is not twice born by spiritual culture. Therefore, the people's government by the people who are not twice born must be government of Kali in which everyone is unhappy. And we'll take the number 6. Yaha.
On account of.
Tvam.
You rogue.
Krishne.
Lord Krishna.
Gate.
Having gone away.
Duram.
Out of sight.
Saha.
Along with.
Gandiva. The bow named Gandiva.
Dhanvana.
Dhanvanan.
The carrier.
Arjuna.
Swachyaha.
Culprit.
Asi.
You are considered.
Ashochyan.
Innocent.
Rahasi.
In a secluded place.
Praharan.
Beating.
Vadam.
Beating.
Vadam.
To be killed.
Arhasi.
Deserve.
You rogue, do you dare beat an innocent cow because Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the carrier of the Gandiva bow, are out of sight? Since you are beating the innocent in a secluded place, you are considered a culprit and therefore deserve to be killed. Purport. In a civilization where God is conspicuously banished and there is no devotee warrior like Arjuna, the associates of the age of Kali take advantage of this lawless kingdom and arrange to kill innocent animals like the cows in secluded slaughterhouses. Such murderers of animals stand to be condemned to death by the order of a pious king like Maharaj Parikshit. For a pious king, the culprit who kills an animal in a secluded place is punishable by the death penalty, exactly like a murderer who kills an innocent child in a secluded place. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Prapacharatham Arudha Kartasvara Parichadam Mega Gambira Yavacha Samaropitakarmukaha Kastvam Macharane Loke Baladadhamsi Abalan Bali Naradevosi Veshena Natavata Karmana Dvijaha Yastvam Krishne Gate Duram Sahagandi Vadhanvana Sochosi Ashochyan Rahasi Praharan Vadama Arhasi. Maharaj Parikshit, well equipped with arrows and bow and seated on a gold embossed chariot, spoke to him with a deep voice sounding like thunder. Oh, who are you? You appear to be strong and yet dare kill within my protection those who are helpless? By your dress, you pose yourself to be a godly man, but by your deeds, you are opposing the principles of the twice-born Kshatriyas. You rogue, do you dare beat an innocent cow because Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the carrier of the Gandiva bow, are out of sight? Since you are beating the innocent in a secluded place, you are considered a culprit and therefore deserve to be killed. So when Parikshit Maharaj saw this scene where a Shudra dressed like a king is beating the bull and the cow, so he becomes very agitated, very angry. You know, these are the words. You don't call somebody in a very nice language, "Oh, you rogue," when you say that. You are really angry, and there is every reason to be angry. You know, we saw that, Parikshit Maharaj is an absolute devotee of the Lord. And when anything wrong, and he is a king and he knows his duty to take care of each and every living being, not only human beings. And that's the main point here. If you see, sometime we'll have some human beings being protected in a way. But definitely in this particular Kali Yuga and the peace we see, earlier it used to be only Western countries, but now it is everywhere, you know. Everywhere in the world, people are simply bent upon killing all the animals, you know. Especially those they want to eat. You know, and then of course they superficially try to protect some. They will say such and such a species becoming extinct, and they will spend millions of dollars, rupees, just to save those few things. So that they are considered as a very good person, you know, that's all. He has no interest in that particular animal because he doesn't even know the name of that animal sometimes. But they will have a department taking care of all that. But at the same time, you kill cows. Mainly Prabhupada is so disturbed with cows killing. And we should be. At one point when Prabhupada was being explained that, Swamiji, you know, people have to eat, otherwise there will be problem, you know. Prabhupada first of all did not agree. He says, why there will be problem? Why you have to eat? For what? And then he said, at least, okay, taking your argument, at least don't eat a cow. Don't kill a cow. The six people involved in cow business, everybody get very, very severe punishment. The one who sells the cow, one who buys the cow, one who takes to the slaughterhouse, the butcher, and then the seller, and then the eat, then the buyer, and then the one who eats. All these six people get a really, really bad karma. Sometimes people are so manipulative, you know, and they, when something is told to them about the scriptures, that of if you do this, for example, on Ekadashi or any vrata we do, you do this vrata, you will get this, you will get that benefit. Especially when it is a material benefit, people are very much interested. You know, about this cow killing, I am reminded of a story. There was one man who was a businessman, but he had nothing to do with spiritual life. You know, he was just busy making money. And like many of us. And then, in the process, he will not bother even to do any good thing. So once, he was just walking on the road, and you know, some people had bought a cow to be killed, but somehow that cow escaped. Okay. So cow escaped, and these people are running, chasing her, and she is running fast, and she covers some more distance, you know, they lose her. So, and this businessman had seen that, you know, the cow ran in front of him and went in one particular direction. So these people came running, and then they were asking everybody, so they asked this person also, did you see a cow going from here? And this man somehow, you know, just something happened to him. He said, oh yeah, I saw. And they asked, which direction she went? And he showed the other direction, you know. Somehow, you know, because inside your heart, you are still soft. You still want to do that sometime. So he just said, this way. So they ran that way, but the cow had gone in the other way. So the cow was saved. So now when this person died after some time, you know, he had heart attack. And he died. When he went up to Chitragupta, so Chitragupta was seeing his account, and he said, oh my God, you never ever bothered about God any time. So you should go to the one hellish planet. But of course you did not kill much whatsoever. But still, you cannot go. But you know, one minute, he says. So he says, you are... because I have found out more about you.
You have cheated people, you have looted them. So what we'll do is we'll put you in the boiling water for 500 years in a particular hell. But he said, hold on, I'm seeing more, you know, and just recently you saved a cow by pointing a finger, you know, in one direction, the other direction. So your body will be in boiling water, but your finger will be out of it. Because the finger saved the cow, so finger will be out of that water and this is your punishment, go. So this man started crying and he says, why are you crying here now? He said, sir, if I knew that by doing this, I would have showed them with my whole body, I would have shaken my whole body and said, the cow has gone. My whole body would have been out of water. So the point is, you know, that even there, he's thinking of some benefits. Always profit, you know. So people are like that. And as I said, the punishment is very severe for the cow killers. Every time somebody kills a cow, then they say that the cow will come and kill you as many number of times as there are hair on your body. So you imagine how many times you get killed by the same cow, in how many number of births you have to take to get out of that sin. So these are all very important things for us to understand, you know. And we see that Prabhupada doesn't spare the current administrators, the prime ministers and the presidents, you know. And one time when President Nixon was to be impeached, that was during Prabhupada's time, you know, 70s, and some devotees came excitedly and said, Prabhupada, Nixon is getting impeached. Prabhupada was not interested. He says, you're still doing something. He said, Prabhupada, the president of America is getting impeached. Prabhupada says, so what? Why are you so excited? He says, yeah, he did something. He said, Prabhupada said, look, it's not the president or something who is responsible. It's the system. He says, now Nixon will go and they will bring some butcher. Or some such name, you know. Name itself is butcher. He says, how can he save animals? How can he save cows? And government sponsored, government subsidized, you know, the whole meat industry is subsidized very heavily. Otherwise, in reality, everybody will have to pay much, much more than what they are paying. Yeah, it's okay. Girish Prabhu, you're right. It's unfortunate but not surprising. I keep saying, because Kali Yuga is progressing. We're all getting caught in that. So the only way to get away is to become twice born. See, here says, Krishna says, the Parikshit Maharaj is saying, because you are opposing the principles of twice born. And Prabhupada explains, when a person takes initiation, then he becomes twice born. Dvija. Dvija means twice born. Ja means to get born. Dvi means twice. So that means all of us should aspire to take initiation, diksha from a guru and get connected to the sampradaya in this very life. This is a wonderful life we got, and we are fortunate. Those who are hearing this are fortunate to listen, hear, implement these wonderful instructions. So I think I will stop here. Thank you very much. I will hopefully meet tomorrow. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.